Eric, we have to start with the loss of Jamal Charles. To lose a guy like that, what's it mean and how do you respond?
Well, first and foremost, it's always tough to lose a player. Not so much a player, but a person as Jamal Charles. Obviously, he's a leader. His body of work speaks for itself and what he's accomplished and done on the football field. It's sad and unfortunate, but in this industry, you got to move on. Just like Jamal mentioned to me yesterday, it's time for the next guy to step up. We got a room, we got a real close-knit group, and the thing about it, we got a Nile Davis, we got a Charkandrick West, you got an Anthony Sherman, you got a young kid in Spencer Ware who's on our practice squad. You know, we have some players that need to step up their game. And now, you know, like I mentioned to them, be careful what you wish for, because you might get what you ask for. And so now it's time for those guys to really step up to the plate.
Nile Davis to the end zone for the touchdown.
Well, let me ask you about that, because people say, how do you replace Jamal? How much is it like an algebraic equation? Like there's a whole bunch of variables here, and how much do all those guys have to mix into this?
I think everybody plays a part in that role. And I don't think you ever replace a player such as Jamal Charles. And the thing is, though, each guy is going to fill some type of role. Obviously, Nile brings something to the table. Charkandrick West brings something to the table. Anthony Sherman brings something to the table. They're all unique in their own different ways. And at the end of the day, they just got to rise to the occasion, focus on their job, and play to the best of their capabilities. They're here for a reason. You know, we kept them here for a reason. They're very, very good football players. And at the end of the day, they're going to bring something to the table. We're going to contribute. We're going to get this show back on the road.
That's a hell of a drive, okay? Now here's what we got to do. We got to come back and do it all over again. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Go, go, go.
Great job of setting the tone. It's a game about opportunity.
This is a personal question. Providing a spark. 1-4 start. Everybody's trying to find energy, trying to create a spark. It's the way you roll. It's how you're built. It's how you're wired. How do you do that and affect this team beyond your room to the whole building and to the offense, defense, and special teams?
Well, I always tell our guys, listen, infectious behavior, you know, becomes contagious. We got to go out there and work hard. We got to enjoy what we do. At the end of the day also, too, we got to make sure we're putting in the time, okay, to be the proper professional that we need to be. And if we need to pull somebody with us, let's make sure we're grabbing guys with us and taking them along for the ride. Because like I said, we're all in this together. It's not like it's going to change overnight. And we got to fix it. It's not going to get fixed magically. And it starts by just chopping wood, you know, getting back to just being fundamentally sound, spending the time mentally and physically preparing just to play at your best.
Well, the wood's painted purple this week, and you know something about it. You spent 5 seasons there. What about playing the Vikings this week? And Coach Zimmer, he's got a defensive background. What about playing them?
They got a tremendous defense. Those guys play hard and they play fast. And obviously, with Coach Zimmer, not knowing him personally, but knowing his personality, you know, those guys are playing the way he wants them to play. We got a tough challenge. This is the NFL. It does not get any easier each and every week. We're presented with a challenge. We got to go out and face that challenge. But the biggest challenge is not so much the opponent. It's us. Once we fix ourselves on any given day, we can go out and beat any team that we want to. But we got to fix self first.